Giant 96 Real Radio, and hold on, because we have a very cool interview getting ready to happen. Super excited to see these guys back in Batesville for the second time for the Bacon Blues and Brews. It's going to be this Saturday, August the 27th, when you can see the Defibrillators live. And they're awesome. They've been all over the country just recently. Floyd Fest, we're going to be talking to them about that because they've had some cool shows they've been performing at. Now, from the Defibrillators, I'd like to welcome Bug Jennings. How you doing, Bug?
Hey, good. I'm real good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for being on. So you guys have, you've been all over the country, like touring, and I seen when you were going to Floyd Fest that there was a little bit of a problem in the road with a big tree.
Oh yeah, you must have seen that on our Instagram. Yeah, it was pretty wild. We were driving through the mountains there on the way to Floyd Fest, and I guess those are the what are the mountains there near the Blue Ridge Mountains, and we saw a tree fall in slow motion right in front of us, and it fell down a big old 20-foot branch. We're driving through a thunderstorm, and this tree fell down about 10 feet in front of us by the time we stopped. Luckily, it fell in slow motion, and if we were going any faster, it would have landed right on top of us if we weren't looking out. So that was pretty scary, and we pulled over, and then it blocked the road, so the whole band had to jump out of the van and move this tree. It took, you know, five of us and the guy behind us and another car to all lift this tree at the same time and get it out of the way so we could get on our way. That was pretty crazy.
Yeah, that is pretty crazy. You never know what to expect when you're on the road on tour, do you?
No, you don't. that's part of the fun of it.
Well, you probably had a fun story to tell the audience that night at Floyd Fest.
You know, I forgot to tell them that
Did
story,
really?
But I'm sure, you know, the people around there aren't used to fallen tree debris. But in our set, I guess another tree story happened. At one point in the middle of our set, I went out into the audience singing one of our tunes, Go-Go Truck. And there's a big tree right in front of the stage. So it was just, you know, we're out in the woods. So the way they had this one stage set up was kind of in a clearing, but there was this one big, I guess it was a pine tree, or I can't even remember. I think it was an oak tree. I don't remember. But it was about 2 feet in diameter, right in the middle of right in front of the stage. So I jumped out in the crowd and, you know, goofing around, climbing around. And at one point I pretend that I'm going to start climbing this tree. And there's no branches on it. It's just a big trunk. And of course, I can't climb a tree just a trunk by myself. I'm not a monkey. But the crowd started pushing me up the tree. And to my surprise, I ended up about 15 feet up on this tree trunk, holding on for my life until I finished the song. Had the microphone in the other hand.
Oh, my gosh.
And then I kind of signaled them to let me down, and everybody let go, and I just slid down the tree trunk and scraped up my arm pretty good. But it was the first time I'd ever
climbed a tree during a
pushed, yeah, yeah.
That's crazy.
Pushed up a tree.
That's funny. Yeah, I pushed up a tree. You know, and that's one thing, too, that I've talked to our listeners so many times about Floyd Fest, because it's such a cool festival. It's just craziness. And Chris Hodges did a great job of, you know, grassrooting that festival. And another festival that has a cool vibe and grassroots, and it's been growing over the years, is the Bacon Blues and Brews, put on by, you know, Peter and Peppy, and right really close to, you know, where our listeners are right here, Batesville, Indiana. So, you know, to tell our listeners a little bit about, because you've been to festivals all over the country, you're from Brooklyn. Tell us about the, you know, from your feeling about the Bacon Blues and Brews, and a little bit of why people should come out this weekend.
Oh man, it's great. I mean, first of all, the scenery is great. It's on a big old open farm, and there's bacon products everywhere that you can eat, various pork products of all different kinds. So what's not to like about that? And then there's a beautiful huge barn. There's bands playing outside, but then there's this beautiful huge long barn that some of the bands play inside. And it sounds pretty amazing. It's got a great natural reverb. And we played there last year. It was really fun to play. It just feels like a down home, you know, good vibes. Everybody's in a good mood. The weather looks like it's going to be good. So, you know, we had a blast last year, and we're happy to return. And, you know, besides playing cool places, eating good food is one of our main motivations for going on the road. So we're excited about getting back there to all that good pork products.
Now,
to digest.
Yeah, there's some amazing food, music, and art. It's just a fun time at the Bacon Blues and Brews. Now, you know, I'm excited your second year coming back. You know, the Defibrillators, you're from Brooklyn. And describe, like, your music to our listeners, because it's so cool. It's like, you know, you've got the banjo and the harmonicas, and, you know, it's a little bit of twang and country, but real upbeat, you know. Tell us a little bit, you know, our listeners that have not heard you, tell us what they can expect.
Right on. Yeah, well, we're from Brooklyn. I've lived here for 15 years now, but I grew up in Texas. And when I grew up, I listened to a lot of rock you know, punk and stuff like that. And when I moved to New York, I started listening to more classic country, ironically. I don't know, I guess I got homesick or something, but there weren't a lot of people doing country, you know, traditional country music up in New York. There's a good little tight scene. So we gave it a try, and we started playing clubs around New York, and we kind of wanted to make country music, you know, new again for ourselves and for the New York audiences. So we got a lot of, you know, punk, New York punk energy in that country, but also, you know, we've got serious twang and fiddle. Our Telecaster player builds his own amplifiers and builds his own guitars, and he's a real, you know, country Telecaster twang scholar, if you will. And our fiddle player's from the Midwest, actually, from Peoria, Illinois. And he grew up winning fiddle competitions and stuff like that. And so, you know, we try to be real traditional in terms of, like, in terms of arrangements and sound. But we want to do something new with country music, you know. I just want to make it sort of exciting again, you know, and put a little twist on it that people maybe haven't had before, but also have it feel like, you know, there's something classic about it. So we love doing shuffles and, you know, classic country shuffles and a lot of, you know, stompers, bluegrass stompers. And, you know, we just try to make it fun. We try not to take ourselves too seriously. And we try to, you know, like, do Buck Owens and Roger Miller and people like that proud. If they were around to see us, they might think what those kids are doing is pretty crazy. And it's all right with us.
Oh, you know what? You said Roger Miller, and that just made me smile because I always appreciated Roger Miller's music along with his lyrics. You know, he was really good with, you know, his songs told stories, and a lot of your songs tell stories too. You know, thinking about you because you're a banjo player, you know, and everybody's got a banjo. You know, that made me smile, and I really like the lyrics to that song. They're fun.
Yeah, well, that, you know, that's what country music should be for us anyway. We try not to take it too seriously and have fun with it. And those, Roger Miller's a big inspiration, you know, songs like Do Wackadoo and My Uncle Used to Love Me But She Died and, you know, Dang Me, stuff like that, stuff that doesn't seem to make sense on one hand, but on the other hand, you know, you can kind of make sense out of it. You know, you have to kind of interpret it and have fun with it. But as far as Everybody's Got a Banjo, that was just us having fun with the new, you know, banjo renaissance that's happening all over the country and the world in the past, like, 10 years with, you know, Americana music coming back. And, you know, it was cool to see bands, you know, popping up with banjos here and there. And then you'd start to see it in really weird places, like, you know, Gap commercials or, like, that Robin Thicke video where there's a girl just, you know, jumping around with a banjo for no reason. And, you know, you hear it in like, diaper commercials, dog food commercials, and it's just kind of everywhere now. And when for years and years, nobody wanted to have anything to do with a banjo, you know. It was banjo jokes were were the, you know, the main banjos were the main subjects of instrument jokes, you know. But now, like, it's cool again, and that's just, you know, pretty funny to us and bizarre. And
yeah.
you know, I give props to everybody who can play the banjo better than me because it's a difficult instrument.
Is it? You know, Kermit the Frog was in the Muppet movie playing banjo. Remember that? Flashing back.
Oh, one of the greats.
Yeah, he was like my
favorite.
He was one of the great banjo players.
If I can play half as good as Kermit, then I'm doing all right.
Well, you sound pretty good from what I've heard. You guys are awesome, and I like it. Now, it's a 7-piece band, and like so many different instruments, and that's what I love. You know, like you've got the harmonica, washboards, the fiddle, even the triangle. Erin plays the triangle when she sings, right?
Oh yeah, she's a heck of a triangle player. Actually, she picked it up down in Louisiana. We were touring through there a long time ago, one of our first tours. And down in Cajun country, she picked up a triangle and got a lesson down there about the, you know, basic Cajun patterns and stuff. And so she tries to throw it in whenever she can, and it's fun. It's, you know, it's a good little sound to kick it up a notch and get in, you know, an old-time feel.
And your latest LP, Dead All Get 'Em? Tell us about that.
That'll get him. Yep, that's it. It's easy to say, hard to spell. But yeah, that was, you know, it's a line in one of our songs, Dead'll Get 'Em, in a song called Holy Roller. But also, you know, debt is a big subject for people, you know, not to get too heavy. Like I said, we like to not take ourselves too seriously, but, you know, debt affects everybody in some way or another, whether it's, you know, credit card debt or college debt or any other forms of abstract debt, you know, what you may owe somebody or something, you know, we just like that as a concept. You know, you're always in debt to somebody or something, whether you know it or not. And we have a song called Pay for That Money, which is about credit card debt. And I always say, there aren't enough country songs about credit card debt. You know, people joke about country music being about, you know, I lost my dog, I lost my house, I lost my wife. But, you know, real struggles like credit card debt seem to be ignored in pop country, in most country. So we thought we'd, we'd throw one in there.
Oh, I can totally see that. It is a headache when you have credit card debt. Good thing to try to stay away from, right?
Well, yeah, but, you know, as a touring band, it's pretty hard. We racked up pretty a good amount. So that came from experience, that one song. But
yeah,
we're not too hung up about it.
No. You got to enjoy life. Looks like you guys enjoy life and going to be super excited about you coming to the Bacon Blues and Brews Saturday, August 27th. It's just like a 20-minute drive for us right here from our town. So definitely worth coming to check you guys out. Now, where can our listeners go online to check out your music?
Well, they can go right to thedefibrillators.com. Now, make sure you spell it with a U and not the actual spelling of the medical device. That's something totally different. You'll find a bunch of other different stuff than a hillbilly band from Brooklyn. I always say spell it like nuclear versus nuclear. It's kind of the hillbilly spelling of defibrillators, but it's thedefibrillators.
.com. And great lyrics. I'm going to say that again. But you do have a songbook out too that people can purchase.
Oh yeah. Yeah, we do. We met up with Colin Bay, who's in the Mel Bay family. Mel Bay does educational books and instructional books for years, for generations. And I grew up playing guitar learning guitar off the Mel Bay books. And they saw us play in St. Louis one time, and a few years later, they got in touch and said, we'd like to do a defibrillators book for you. So that was a real honor for us. And you can order it off the Mel Bay website, search for it there, or we'll have probably a few copies with us when we're there at the fest. So, yeah, it's really cool. You can learn, you know, guitar licks that our guitar players, Roblox is his name, and his favorite country licks, and there's even some fiddle parts and all our, most of our songs and lyrics, and some fun stuff too, pictures and washboard tutorial, a handwritten washboard tutorial, which is kind of a trip to look at.
That's cool. So can you tell us about Kakalaki? Is that in the book?
Kakalaki, yeah, that is in the book. So Kakalaki was our is our kind of playful story about a country boy moving up to New York City from North Carolina, and you know, thinking he's going to take the city by storm with his banjo licks and his sounds and his country sounds and stuff, and it doesn't end up turning out the way he thought it would. You know, so it's sort of about a country boy moving to the city, thinking he's going to take it over. But the video is really cool too. It tells a sort of different perspective of that story. The song itself is kind of up for interpretation. But you know, we kind of joke about it that it's also about North Carolina banjo players moving up to Brooklyn in the Americana craze and taking all the banjo jobs up here from the local people.
Oh.
But that's just a joke.
All right. Well, you know, we so much appreciate you being on the show today. You're going to be at the Bacon Blues and Brews this Saturday. And right now, for all the Giant 96 listeners, here's Kakalaki by the Defenders.
Right on.